This is the SML Podcast.
I do everything that I can.
Yes.
I do everything that I can.
It's not going to be Dave Ottavino with the fucking trailer, tractor trailers going by.
I do everything I can to make this as professional as possible sounding.
We'll give you that one.
Okay.
We'll
give you that one. As long as it sounds professional.
I don't know, but, you know.
Yeah.
It somewhat sounds professionally recorded.
Exactly. Exactly. If you come across,
you know what that made me think of? At GameStop, if you or any retail job you have, like, we're game advisors. We're not just fucking retail stooges. We're game advisors.
I used to be a Subway sandwich artist.
Yeah, or a sales associate.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like, do you remember the FagFest 2 podcast?
No.
Oh, dude, where is in what's his nuts house? Bose brought the mixer. We interviewed X-Strike about Project Snake and like White Dawn and SideQuest.
White Dawn. That was in the old cottage.
Now. I'm obtaining a tasty beverage.
I just imagine a fucksaw surrounded by bearded men recording a podcast in the Evil Dead cabin somewhere.
Let's save the story so the actual recording.
Was Charles Margolis there?
All right, 2 minutes. No, let's start because I am on a time limit.
Let me feel Zerum in real quick. So Zerum, I went down to Bulldozers in Harrisonburg for Bill Fest.
Harrisonburg,
and Charles came down with his girl with the actual fucksaw.
Fucksaw, like, as opposed to like the papercraft one they have.
A fag fest, but like way more bro, and with a lot more grilled meat. And possibly a lot more weed.
So it was a sausage fest.
That's basically what it was actually a 50-50 split on chicks versus dicks. But Charles totally used the fuck saw outdoors in his tent on his girl, and we all fucking applauded him, and dubstep was actually being DJ'd at the same time. So
something like that.
Yeah.
So it's
that was a burp.
God.
I couldn't hear anything right there in that moment.
I had to get that out.
Does that
mean? Well, that's interesting. Yeah, it's not really my thing, but I stayed at Charles's dungeon the night before driving down to Dragon Con last year. So that was an interesting experience.
So you've seen the St. Andrew's Cross and the horse leather bench he's got then.
Oh, and the dildo chucks and everything else, yeah.
Yeah, he's totally bringing. I know he's bringing the dildo chucks to MagFest. Oh.
I'm really tempted to keep all of this in the podcast.
We really
did
can.
We get into a.
I've been recording for the discussion. Past like
there,
two and a half minutes.
Yeah,
well, something like that.
All right. What's up, everybody?
Well, hold on. Is Sean there?
Joe's interrupting.
Hold on. I need to go piss. I need to
go pee.
Beer. Damn it.
Go pee. Go. Go now. Go.
BRB.
Go. Go now. Go. Go. Go.
Raffle copters.
Pee in a cup. Fuck it.
Like, okay, be right back.
Oh, God damn it. Hurry.
bring the computer with you so we can hear. It'll be a podcast
Pappy.
First.
Did you listen to Pappy's? Oh, yeah, that's right. You didn't listen.
Did you hear the end of last week's episode?
Fuck, I didn't listen to it yet.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I boosted the volume up all the fucking way. And it's just...
Oh, him busting ass.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's the little bit at the end.
Man, these non-professionals. I've got my whiz can right here, so if I need to go to the bathroom, but
right?
Oh, they have to go to the bathroom first.
He's fucking amateurs.
Catheter.
Fucking amateurs.
That's what we do.
God damn it, Rez.
Oh, well, while we're waiting, let me tell a very brief story that is tangentially MagFest related.
I'm ready.
Back in eighth grade or so, we went to this, like, I don't know,
fuck
like
horse.
Mission trip that my parents' church, they were chaperones. And when we were driving to the place, we stopped at Dairy Queen over in Harrisonburg. And one of the guys had to use the bathroom and didn't want to tell them to stop. So he just used his cup and he got the nickname Sprinkle Can Spees on account of that. But the place where this
to come back.
But the place where this retreat thing was for the weekend was the Magfest One Hotel. Years before I went there for Magfest.
No joke, it was in my neck of the woods and I didn't know about this. What the hell?
Well, this was like back when I was in eighth grade, so you know, it's before I knew you, and yeah. But I mean, when we got to Magfest One, I'm trying to remember if I came by myself or if a friend went with me. But when I saw the Elephant Lounge or whatever that thing was, I was like, oh yeah, this is the same hotel.
Yeah. Oh my god. So I brought back a very dangerous object upon urinating. Hey, Joe Cam, you remember that picture I posted of the lemon grenades, like, back at MAGFest 9?
Not really.
With all those lemons
in certain stuff, yes.
Is it a lemon party?
Yes.
So, I know introductions. I know Chris, but the other gentleman that supposedly wasn't supposed to be here, but is actually here.
He's here.
Okay, he said he wanted grain.
Grain!
I hold in my hand.
I'm very experienced with grain.
Genuine Franklin County moonshine.
And oh God!
These lemons have been soaking in this like inch of ethanol, 200 proof, for about 3 years now. And I'm probably at some point later on going to sip at this and recoil in horror.
I would assume that's how it would go.
Well. It's lemons.
So it's going to be tart as fuck, along with burning.
So it's going to be a lemon party in his mouth.
Tart and burning.
This is how we make furniture cleaner, folks.
Well, can we name this episode Tart and Burning?
Magfest.
Liver. It's Pine Sol for your liver.
Sean's back.
There we go.
Jeez, that wasn't loud as fuck.
That's how you could tell Sean's back. Hi guys.
So are we sharing stories already? My beer's overflowing.
We didn't even officially start yet.
Yeah, Rez, I was just telling a story that was tangentially related to MAGFest while we were waiting.
Okay, so we haven't shared the juicy stuff yet.
Mm.
Okay, suddenly baby.
baby.
Is it unicorn baby from X Cop?
Are you unicorn?
Oh my god.
I didn't know there was gonna be babies here. What the heck?
That baby's been to every Magfest.
In one form or another, I guess.
Something.
In one form. As a glimmer at some point.
I remember you when you were just glistening in your father's nutsack.
Glistening nutsack. Anyway, let's start this off.
Yeah, all right, we're gonna let's do some intros.
Sean, are you ready to go?
Yeah. Let's do this. I'm ready.
All right. What's up, everybody? I'm Tim.
I'm Chris.
I'm Joe, and this is the SML podcast. And this week we have a very special episode. This week is Magfest, and to celebrate the occasion, we have three.
Uno, dos.
Well, there's a baby too.
Three MAGFest lumberjacks in addition to myself.
That's four.
Four.
Four men and a baby.
Four lumberjacks. We have Mr. Sean Stone returning to the podcast.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, doggy. We have Matt Reese, also known as Zerum.
Hello.
And we have Richard Scott, also known as Rez.
There you go.
Fuck all of you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Listen, I didn't say shit. I didn't say anything.
I had to throw it in there once just because you went to go piss.
He had to throw it in there once.
I am the OG MAGFest One staffer. The original people that helped start it. Yeah.
Biggity Banff.
Oh, man.
Is that why the picture of Brandon that you have on Skype is so upset?
Pissed off about Fallout 4, but that's a whole other story.
I just got Fallout 3 New Vegas for $250.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm just excited that I get to play Fallout New Vegas for $2.50.
Oh, tell me you played 1 and 2. Anyway, that's a whole
I haven't.
Oh, anyway, Let's talk about MAGFest.
MAGFest!
I was going to say Fallout is a great MAGFest.
Hey, it's fucking video game related. This is a video game podcast last time I checked.
I'm sure there's been some Fallout after one of those conventions.
Well, last year was Fallout themed.
Canceled, right?
Yeah, MAGFest is canceled.
MAGFest is never canceled.
No, we're actually going down to Baltimore because they're filming WWE on Monday.
Yeah.
So we're...
What the hell? Really?
Yeah, they
Raw's in Baltimore on Monday.
Shit. We were thinking about trying to see if we could like call up like radio stations while we're down there to try to get tickets or something.
Somebody needs to go with like a MAGFest logo sign in the crowd. Seriously. And then write Lumberjacks underneath of it.
Well, what we need to do is we need to find whatever arena this is going to be at and try and get some of the wrestlers to come back to MAGFest.
Oh, God, that'd be nuts.
Yeah, I will
well,
totally
I imagine it would be First Mariner. That's about the only place big enough for it.
I will totally drink a pint or two with, like, The Rock or
I'll
whatever.
I'll drink fucking grain the with Rock, The Rock.
Really? You think The Rock shows up
listen,
still?
Listen, yes.
Occasionally.
I would be, perfectly fine with Hornswoggle.
Okay. Yeah, no arguments there.
Just saying.
So anyway. MAGFest
podcast out.
God damn it, Rez, shut up.
This podcast
apparently this is the Rez show. I didn't know that.
This podcast is about derailment.
Hey, I think we're going to end up saying God damn it, shut up, Rez, multiple times on this show.
I'm ready.
It's practice
Ding.
For MAGFest.
It's practice.
A cautionary note, I did do a whole power hour before this recording.
Hell so. Yeah, dude.
Oh, God damn
power
it.
Hour.
Well, you know, I got to get into the MAGFest spirit, you know.
I was telling Joe earlier today,
you know,
because this is going to be...
spirits inside of you.
Exactly.
Giggity. I was telling Joe earlier today, since this is going to be my first MAGFest and I don't really drink, I told him that the majority of the time is probably me going to be in like, no, man, that's cool. I'm good. I don't need anything. Thanks. I don't need a drink.
No, you will totally be involved with like syrup, a tennis racket, a piece of rope, and like a medical glove. As
wait, is this MAGFest or a Clue game?
Yeah, something like that.
It was just
I didn't know that there was a murder mystery
in the lumberjack lounge with the lube.
No, that's just initiation.
Oh, okay. I was unaware. I'll make sure to wear my easy access underoos.
With the like the little goat flap.
No, he's gonna wear his goatsy underoos.
Oh, jeez,
that's my actual.
They come with built-in spreaders.
It's built in, yeah.
Gotcha.
So anyway, let's talk MAGFest.
is that what we're doing?
Since we have some guests, let me ask you guys: what is your gateway to MAGFest? How did you hear about the first MAGFest, and what made you want to go? Yeah, Sean, we'll start with you.
VG Mix.
Cool answer, bro. Moving on.
Give us a story.
Yeah,
people come to us to hear stories. Stories about video games. Stories about you.
What's that?
Ale Sean. So yeah. VG Mix, right?
Do it.
Yeah. Elaborate.
Yeah. It really
I'd throw this site in dumpster. It's really
okay. No. What is now? I don't know what VG Mix is.
Oh, that made me so sad last year.
VG Mix is was a video game remix site.
Shut up! No way! I don't believe it.
I mean,
then all of you arrived by piling into a giant and rental van.
No, not all of us, but we did take the van everywhere, especially
That's
Taco
true.
Bell.
There's a Taco and Bell down there.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. From
it's a different one.
Yeah, this was from MAGFest 1.
Only the mini bosses do that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
MAGFest 1 was my first time at a Sonic, actually.
So tell me, how did you guys?
There was a Sonic.
How did you guys find out about
the Roanoke down here? Yeah, we totally had it down here in Roanoke.
Now, when MAGFest started up, were you guys like invited to go, or did you find out about MAGFest and like be like, "Yo, we should fucking go"?
Yeah, we descended upon it as a horde of like 100 people, an entire 100.
That's a lot of people.
I don't know where the other 200 people came from.
That's about all of MAGFest.
I just remember seeing Ale Sean for the first time. I'm like, holy shit, that dude looks like Silent Bob.
I know Donnie down in the Hampton Roads area who looks even more like Silent Bob and has cosplayed as him. So, I have more perspective on that. But
I've probably seen that guy before.
Ale Sean is more like like late middle age Silent Bob now.
Yeah, middle Bob.
Silent Bob with kids.
So you mean Kevin Smith?
So you mean Kevin Smith? Yeah.
Are you a wizard?
Something like that. Matt, how about you? How'd you get involved with finding out about MAGFest?
I want to say the Otakon beforehand. I met Rez. You might be able to help me. The ViceCon chair, was that Sean?
Sean Ryder.
Yeah, he was kind of advertising it. I was writing for a fanzine out of University of Maryland at the time, and I was like, "Oh, video game convention! You know, that's much more in my line of interest than anime conventions."
Animu.
So.
What, you didn't like yaoi paddles?
Not yet.
But yeah, so I went down to the first MAGFest and interviewed four of the Remixer kind of camp people, as well as the mini bosses. But we'll get to that part later.
Oh, the mini bosses.
Oh, yes.
And Rez, how did you get involved? We know you're a staffer at some of the original fests.
So I remember being at Joe Yeaman's video game shop on Williamson Road in Williamson and Roanoke. And first we were like, let's have an anime convention that's like has a lot of video game stuff. And then we hooked up with the guy that runs ShivaCon, a sci-fi convention down here in Roanoke. And he's like, no, you should... There's enough anime conventions. You should just push the video game angle. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was originally supposed to be called Omaki-Con. Omaki in Japanese being like bonus or bonus level.
You weeaboos.
So like, we should totally just do a video game convention. I'm like, well, what are we going to call it? Well, and at the time, like I was staffing for an anime convention called Anime Mid-Atlantic. And we're like, well, why don't we just call ourselves the Mid-Atlantic Games Festival? Because we wanted something to be separate. You know, it's like, it's not a convention. It's just, it's a festival. It's a big party. And we're like, yeah, that sounds pretty cool. Okay. And so it just kind of went from there. I'm like, I think I'm one of the core six people that thought up the idea for MAGFest.
See, when I first heard of MAGFest, I thought it was a festival for that shitty PS3 shooter.
Definitely a festival.
Well, Rez, let me ask you, was that actually an intent going into it to call it a festival for that reason? Or is that just Nick the Newbie spin?
No. This is way before Nick the Newbie ever started.
I'm
aware of that. That's why I'm
like,
asking
you. You wanted something like a catchy name that are like, well, there's tons of like, you know, Katsucon or NekoCon or, you know, whatever.
Which I always get those two confused.
Why don't we have
every
a
year
festival of video games, you know? Call it what it is, a giant party that people drink and play a lot of video games, like, you know, what we all do at home anyway. You know, like, well, yeah, pizza. Let's go with that.
It's just a more social environment. That's all.
Like starting out, it was definitely kind of a family like feel. Like everybody knew everybody at the event.
Well, that's how the lumberjack thing came about, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about some lumberjacks.
Yeah, lumberjacks for
How did this come about? Who wants to tell the story? Raise your hand.
So you go ahead and tell them.
Well, raise your hand.
To be fair, I didn't even know about the lumberjack story until like 9 years later.
Yeah,
that's true.
MAGFest 1, the hotel was apparently also having some kind of lumberjack convention.
Woodman of the World.
That's
the actual
hair in my
organization name.
I didn't put it in your drink. I put it
down the street from where I work.
You see, and they thought they were Mega Man 2 fans, but no.
They were just having a lunch party kind of thing.
Yeah, but when we got to the hotel, instead of the marquee on the hotel saying, welcome MAGFest or welcome gamers, it said, welcome Woodmen of the World.
On the first night, the second day, they quickly changed it to welcome MAGFest. And the M was a W flipped upside down.
Welcome WAGFest.
WAGFest.
Yeah, basically.
But as time went on, the number of people who have gone to every single MAGFest would just get smaller and smaller and smaller. And when MAGFest 10 was coming around, we thought, hey, we should have some kind of panel celebrating the people who've been to all 10 of them. Like, what could we call it? And it's like, oh, well, what did the sign say at the first MAGFest? And all of us were dead set on the fact that it said Welcome Lumberjacks instead of Welcome Woodmen of the World. So we called the panel Welcome Lumberjacks, and we referred to ourselves as Lumberjacks, and we have the Lumberjack Lounge that we party in. And then afterwards, someone found a picture of the original hotel, and it said, Welcome, Woodmen of the World. And we're like, yeah, fuck it, close enough.
I'm a woodman.
Like, we made really strict rules. I'd say probably like MAGFest 6 that said, okay, if you've been to every single MAGFest, you're still a lumberjack. But if you miss a single one, you are out of the Lumberjacks. And we've lost, like, Vert used to be a Lumberjack. He missed MAGFest 6, nine? I believe.
I thought it was 9.
It was a 6 flipped over.
It was a 6 upside down.
Six.
Depends on how drunk you are.
And we just had to remove 3 people from the Lumberjack roster because 2 of them decided to go to a quote-unquote snow resort, and one was on tour duty with the military, I believe. So one of them has a legitimate
what is this
quote unquote snow resort?
I think he means that it's more of a ice with like a centimeter of snow resort.
Something about skis. So they went to like snow mountaining in a log cabin, or you know, whatever.
Gay orgy. There was a hot tub time machine.
If he goes and does that and cuts down trees while he's there,
right?
Yeah, you know that maybe no, that should be count. Maybe that should be the
doesn't count.
Maybe that should be the way the way to preserve it is you have to actually cut down a tree if you can't make it.
Sean.
You have to go out in the woods and cut down a fucking tree while wearing flannel and having a beard.
If you miss MAGFest, you have to go and cut down a tree.
Photographic evidence.
Sure, yeah, while wearing flannel and have a beard.
To the Gaylords, so. You know.
Cut down a tree in the Gaylord.
In the Gaylord.
That's dangerous. I don't think MAGFest will be hosted at that hotel anymore if somebody does that.
All I know is...
There's only been 2 hotels that we haven't been kicked out of after at least the second year. That's the Hilton Mark Center, a.k.a. the City 17 Tower from Half-Life 2.
Yep.
Because it really does look just like the tower from Half-Life 2.
It totally does.
The Gaylord, which with a name like that, how could you go wrong?
Well, I love that hotel. The Gaylord is one of the nicest hotels I've ever been in. But as soon as we started talking about how crazy MAGFest can get, I thought of chairs flying off the balconies into the little miniature town below, naked people just running everywhere.
This year, we have only to deal with astronomers. Yeah. So at least they're kind of cool.
Oh, they're having 2 conventions at once again?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I was at Katsu last year, and they had a Jewish youth convention, and we were hearing shit because anime fans are dickheads.
And, yeah, they are. They're a bunch of weeaboos. Let's go ahead and admit it right now.
And there are kids running around calling it Holocon.
and
Yamacon.
The even worse part about it, because there's an anime called, I think it's like Hetalia or something.
Oh, yeah.
And they actually have like characters from Nazi Germany World War II. And there were people cosplaying as these Nazis from the anime.
So Nazi cosplay is very common.
You have like a Jewish youth group clashing with people that are costumed and stuff, and some
with
of
swastikas
them are dressed
on
like
arm.
Nazis.
Wow. Yeah, there's
Let's
a few.
See if this is going to be a good situation.
There's a few big animes that have come out in the past decade that have had prominent Nazi characters in it as villains or pokes at history. Like Italia is about a bunch of characters that represent countries at different periods in time. So they'll have.
But
I just want people to understand what that is, and it's not people running around a convention like Sieg Heiling and stuff like that. It's fucking it was a historical thing. But the problem is that you can't fucking do that when there's a Jewish youth convention. Fucking
yeah, and
Jesus
I heard
Christ.
About, And like, I heard about something like, about like some sort of like guy in a Spider-Man costume going in and stealing all the sandwiches.
There was aggression on both sides, like people getting punched, thrown down, ethnic slurs being thrown around.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucked up things that happened. It was uncalled for.
At least with MAGFest, you have your astronomers, and like most of MAGFest would be like, oh, okay, you're astronomers. You want to play some video games?
Do you guys like video games?
Like, okay,
have you ever gone outside of the orbital fucking pull of the Earth? Is that cool? Have you done that before?
It's all good. It's all sciencey. It's all nerdy.
Right.
Well, this won't be the first time that MAGFest has shared a hotel with another group.
Oh, no.
What was it? Was it MAGFest 4 or 5 when it was like the Black Southern
Church? No. Okay, so we're going to get into the juicy stories now.
I'm ready.
Meat off the bone. 3,
AKA Drunk MAGFest, where everybody, and I mean everybody, was probably carrying a beer bottle, an open beer bottle, or an open solo cup of booze.
Red solo cup.
And I, including
the hotel. To be fair, I had a Sobe bottle that was filled with whatever.
Vodka, yes. Like it was Saturday night, and at that point, nobody gave a fuck. Like,
is drunk.
Everybody
there was underage people running around drunk. Like, it's the black sheep of the family.
Oh, God.
We don't like to talk about MAGFest 3, but we don't.
Let's talk about MAGFest 3.
We don't go to Ravenholm.
I have no idea why it went to that instead of the James Bond people, because I thought that was the segue you were going for.
Oh, no way. We've got much better stories about MAGFest 3.
I know we do.
I happen to remember Dino of Chrome Lodian.
Oh, God,
he's
Dino.
Like, he was telling his bandmates, he's like, I don't care what happens. I do not want to miss the mini bosses. So he passes out drunk in the Chrome Lodian hotel room. And they carry him downstairs and roll him up in one of the oriental throw rugs that's in the lobby of the hotel. Like, total Man-Rito style, rolled him up in the carpet. And they carry him into, like, mini bosses are getting ready to go on. They literally carry him into the door, through the doors of the concert room, and set him across, like, four chairs next to each other. And Dito wakes up, unravels himself in the carpet, and he's like, fuck yeah, mini bosses, man! And at that same night, like, 4 hours later, he does like a note for note perfect rendition, like him and Chrome Lunian does a note for note perfect rendition of Ninja Gaiden 2. Seriously, and I've got the recordings to prove it, because Aleshon loaned me the sound card, and Brennan still had the mic dangling from the ceiling recording the concert.
Remember those days when there were mics hanging from the ceiling?
Listen, in the audio engineering world,
that is a regular occurrence.
You know, here's the thing: you joke about the microphone hanging from the ceiling, but MAGFest 10, we literally had to fix the Earthbound Papa's guitar player's pedal board. They didn't have AC adapters for everything. We cut up an NES adapter and plugged in his pedal board with it.
That was the only thing
that was the right voltage.
Wow.
That's hysterical.
Like, Destructoid even wrote an article about just the adapter incident.
Yes.
That's gaming news. That's top end gaming
news. That is. Yeah,
Save Continue could never cover a story like that.
Yeah, it's like, even at the beginning, like, we were really scraping by. Like, it was like, oh my God, how are we going to make this work? Oh, fuck, we got some duct tape and some wire. Let's do this.
Well, I mean, Charles is an insane genius. This is a different Charles than the one we were talking about before the podcast. But like, he wrote a Minecraft server on a microscope slide.
Yeah, what? Seriously. And he had it controllable outside of Minecraft. Like, he could push buttons in Minecraft, and it would make like little relay switches work in real life.
That's awesome!
Wow.
He designed those the staff and supporter badges from last year that were like a working.
The PCB circuit board.
That were actually a homage to the Fallout 1 water chip. Because it said MagTech water chip. Water purification board, that's right.
I'm just imagining
verification module MagTech model WPM 2077.
Nice.
Like, there's a YouTube video of him showing how you can actually put the chips on it and actually program your badge to do whatever you wanted it to do.
Well, didn't Flick fuck around with the board, Sean?
I don't know if he's actually done anything with it. He actually just texted me. He's meeting up and we're carpooling. And
special
his GPS, his GPS told him to take a ferry. Man, I don't know where the nearest ferry to the house is.
Huh?
What the fuck, Google?
He's like in Toronto now.
Closed. The ferry is closed. Which would make sense since I don't know.
Happy New Year's.
Yay!
Happy New Year's.
I
guess
he's going to be rolling in a little late, but I think he did something with his badge.
Yeah, I could have sworn he was talking about he was messing around with something. I know he was going to show up at your place.
Coolest thing he'd ever seen. I know that.
I forgot to get a badge.
I already have plans to turn my badge into the basis of a working Pip-Boy from Fallout.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, whatever.
Now, what?
We're all just a bunch of nerds at MAGFest.
So, Sean, you performed at MAGFest a number of times. I know MAGFest 1, you played with the 1UP Mushrooms at the time.
Yeah.
You were in Smash Brothers for many years. This year, you're going to be performing with Lonely Rolling Stars.
And with that, what was it, the Viking something?
Oh, I'm not.
Granted.
Oh, Granted. I'm sorry. My bird.
Playing with Viking guitar, too.
So what kind of fun memories do you have from performing at MAGFest?
It's horrible. I mean, it's the worst.
That sounds like a fun
I don't
memory.
Why anyone would ever want to do it? They should cancel it.
I'm sorry, Elson. You did rock the fucking guitar at MAGFest 1, and there's video footage of it too.
No, it's MAGFest is awesome because it's especially 13 years ago there wasn't really an audience.
Let's be accurate.
Well, Raz, let him talk.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you know, I mean, but.
God damn it.
It's also true of 13 and 15 years ago.
Yeah.
There wasn't much of an audience, really, as far as, hey, I'm playing nerdy video game music covers. Come to my show. Now, you can book a show and make that happen and people are into it because, we've all met each other on the internet and anybody who has an interest can find more people who have that interest. But
yay, interwebs.
That was just starting. With... when MAGFest first started, the internet wasn't like a thing that you had in your pocket.
Yeah.
It was like a bunch of nerds.
I remember when the internet was just starting.
Yeah. So anyway, it was great the first time seeing the mini bosses in a room with, just a couple of hundred nerds jumping up and down to Castlevania music was pretty amazing. Yeah. Now it's the same thing, except it's just,
12,
there are a lot more of us.
There's a lot more.
Yeah.
More nerds, more better.
Yeah, I know, honestly.
No problems.
I actually got into the whole game remixing scene because of Sean. Like, the first song that really got me into things was Terra in Black.
Chuck, that was the first, our drummer for Lonely Rolling Stars. That's the first video game mix he ever heard, too.
You're popular,
Norg,
Sean.
I think, hasn't heard it ever yet.
Really?
Yeah. Of course,
it comes up from time to time, and I'm like, yeah, and George is like, well, I don't know, but you did this one, and this one. I'm like, you remember the one that, I'm famous for? He's like, no, I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
That it was, at the time, AE, now it goes by A Rival, Alex, that was probably one of the big...
I don't know that guy.
Remixes or arrangements that got me into it when I first heard about OC Remix like a year or two before MAGFest.
Yeah, he's fantastic. And has
he
always
shot Mr. Fantastic. MAGFest on stage at MAGFest 3.
A Rival, if you don't know this, is everybody's fun little brother.
Dude, he's one of the coolest people I've ever met. I stayed at his house out in Seattle.
I missed his TMNT remix he played at MAGFest 10. Oh my God.
He'll probably play it this year too.
How could I miss that?
I'm pissed that I went to Seattle in October and he was away that weekend and was getting back as I was heading down to Portland.
He was in Japan at the time, or is that when he's either in Japan or Australia, one of the two.
He's always going over there.
Yeah,
he just got back from Australia again, actually.
Ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum.
That man really is that good at Marvel vs. Capcom.
Dude.
Like, we've witnessed it personally in the Lumberjack Lounge. He's really fucking good.
He's the most devastating person I've personally met at Street Fighter and Marvel. Like, it
and
hurts.
And you're not kidding. He will say hello. Like, as Aleshon said, he will say hello it's for, like 15 hours.
Dude, when I was staying with him, because, like, I'm pretty good at fighting games. I really enjoy fighting games, so I like to take the time to learn them the best I can and get better at them. So when I went out there, I was one of those kids that goes, "Yeah, I'm good at Street Fighter," and he just looks at you and goes, he's like, "Whatever, kid," you know. And I'm like, "No, all right, well, let's play." I could not land a hit on him in Third Strike. Could not land a hit, and he would just destroy me.
You know what I have to bring to the lounge this year, right?
What, magical drop?
Yeah, I have to bring it.
20-pound gummy bear?
Okay, tangential story, slightly related to MAGFest. I bet at one of Joe's events, FAGFest, the Friends and Games Festival, because if you don't go, you're a fag.
I guess that makes me one since I stopped going to them because of the
yeah.
Well, you were at a bunch.
I bet everybody that I could win like 50 rounds of Magical Drop 3 on MAME emulator on my Xbox One, like in a row, like nonstop. And all they couldn't actually touch me, but they could like fuck with me in any way, as long as they didn't touch me. And it got down to like 49 rounds, and I finally fucking lost. But I am now banned from playing Magical Drop 3 at Joe Camp's house because of that.
Hey, Rez, who beat you? Me, motherfucker!
Oh, yeah, it was you.
Yeah, and see, and the thing that I remember better was Tim playing through all of Contra on one live.
All of it?
Actually a game that mattered.
That was at FagFest 2, New Year's Eve party that we recorded that other podcast.
Okay, anyway.
He totally got his ass, like, got his head farted on by Devin Riley.
Anyway, let's focus on MAGFest.
Yeah,
MAGFest.
Yeah,
the one that's going on now
As you're listening to this.
Yeah, if you're listening to this, you might be there.
For people that don't know, for all the newbies out there.
Well, hey, this is going to be my first one, so I don't know what I'm getting into.
You're in for a world of interesting.
I know, dude. I'm so fucking excited. I have a feeling I'm going to be in jam space for at least 2 days straight.
Like, the best way I can describe MAGFest is, like, take any anime sci-fi convention you've ever been to and throw that shit out the window. Because MAGFest is completely different. It's
Only convention that I've ever been to was PAX this year. That's it.
And it was...
It doesn't even compare to PAX. Like, PAX is its own thing. Like, MAGFest is family. Like, we have people come in from, like, Russia, Japan, the UK. Shout out to King Will.
Is he
like,
coming?
All over the...
No.
No, he's not making it this year. Like, we have people come from all over the world that plan all year long. Like, MAGFest is, like, my mecca. Like,
to be fair, there are other conventions where people do that, too, like Dragon Con. But that's a lot bigger and, you know, slightly different thing. And that's a convention and not a festival. But
is that the one where the people dress up and stuff?
Lots of stuff.
As dragons.
Cosplayers poorly received.
Yeah. I mean, and you know what? I mean, even just with, I mean, we're not even, it's the day that we're recording this. This is technically the day before we leave.
Yeah.
By the
way, Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. in a couple hours.
I mean, we're not even there yet. And, you know,
podcasting from the past.
But I did a video game remix CD that I'm unveiling and selling down at MAGFest. And, you know, I had never met Aleshon or Stemage or Norg in my life. And all of them, you know, got to do a song and got to contribute to this CD for me. And they were totally cool about it. They did really well with it. And it's like, they don't even know me.
Yeah.
It's like...
You don't know me.
MAGFest is family.
I can tell that camaraderie is like already there. And I'm like, I'm not even there yet.
Well, like, you know what? Like, it reminds me of when I was at PAX Prime and I was talking to other developers now working on a game myself. It felt like more of a family thing when you're hanging out with those people. And that's what I'm expecting from MAGFest, is more of a,
like, I hate
you're being more accepted.
But the fucking Oculus Rift dev team are going to be at MAGFest. Like,
shut the fuck up.
Shit.
That's really? Awesome.
Like, no shit.
That's going,
like,
to be crazy.
I'm going to suck someone's dick for an Oculus.
I'm going to sit there and say how they built the Oculus Rift and like we had Sid Meier at MAGFest 9 and he fucking played like Hotel Civilization in the jam space.
Could we get
with the happy video game nerd? Like, it's like moments like that. Like it just happens at MAGFest. It's just, it's like awesome at the same time, but it's like you're coming home to family.
Could
like,
we
all 12,000 people of the family?
Could we change the definition of MAGFest to magical, awesome gaming fest?
Probably.
I would probably call it just like Circle Jerk Among Nerds, like family reunion.
C-A-N.
Can-fest.
No, we need a T in there. We got to call it Can't-fest.
Can't-fest.
Rez is the worst naming person ever.
Yes.
Why are you Reznor? Are you in fact a Triceratops?
Okay. I am not the boss from Super Mario Brothers World.
He wasn't a boss. He was like a mini boss.
Mini bosses.
The Triceratops?
No.
Did
it
just sit on
the
fucking thing and like spit fire at you again?
Yeah, there were like four of them on a friggin' rotating platform.
I always picture them as Rez.
Can you Photoshop his head onto them?
Someone do it.
I would like to see that.
Someone please do that.
Can someone do it like
cut his mouth
now?
Cut his mouth in half like Terrence and Phillips style and have it like spit fire.
Like, everybody knows you don't really like gain your nickname. Like, you earn your nickname. And this is a lot more local roots. Like, this also has to do with MAGFest in another sense. Like, there's an anime club that it was in Roanoke. And it's called Ro Anime, and we actually were in a theater that served you beer and like meals. It was kind of like the Alamo Theater down in Texas. And
there's one by me now, actually.
Yeah. So basically, we would watch anime on like a theater screen, and there was this other guy named there. Like, literally, his name was Rick Reznor, and they kept getting him mixed up with me. And I'm like, I'm not Rez. And around like before even MAGFest started, I'm like, well, fuck it. Everybody just keeps calling me Rez, so I guess I'll take the name.
Oh, you'll take it. You'll take it.
We'll just call you Richard.
I'll call you Dick.
Dick.
Yeah, Richard Dick. William Andrew Scott is my full name. Hi, NSA.
You don't have a last name, do you? You're just
first names. Like, I even have like
your parents
Dick
scummed
Bill
you out,
Andrew
dude.
Scott. Like I even have the nickname, so it's great when I go to arcades or set high scores on arcade machines, because then I can put my initials in as R was.
R was?
Yeah, R was.
Oh.
Whatever. Understand. And if it's a three plus cabinet, it res.
Okay, no,
let's
you
get
put
back to MAGFest.
You put, yeah, you're supposed to put POO or ASS. That's it. Or DIX. Those are the only acceptable
or gay.
Initials. Or gay.
Or DIK.
Or fag. Those are the only acceptable initials for arcade scores. Period.
So anyway, I think Rez's idea of talking about MAGFest is to continually talk about other conventions.
Apparently.
So let's move on to someone who isn't Rez. Matt, we know that you have a panel or a game show every year. You were on break, last year, the past 2 years, but apparently Name That Tune is coming back this year?
It is. I can certainly hype it on behalf of Tim and Devin, although I'm not involved with it this year.
Really?
How
aren't you a part of it?
There was a miscommunication, so Tim went with Devin, and they're doing it this year.
Aww.
So I'm hoping to enter. So, you know, that'll be nice as opposed to, you know, spinning music.
You're going to enter the dragon?
Time. But
I would lose.
But it is an awesome time. So you guys should check it out. It's usually a lot of fun, both for the expected reasons and from the things like shitting a muffin's mouth.
So this is me and Boober's first MAGFest. What should we definitely make sure we do?
Find someone who you hate on the internet and have a beer with them.
Mustin.
That is a very good suggestion. What types of video gaming things, just as a general concept, are you interested in? I mean, there's all the concerts and stuff, obviously.
Tim
there's
only cares about devs. PC games.
No, there's now I don't only.
Dude, there's a StarCraft II tournament there.
Shut the front door.
Yeah.
Is it Wings of Liberty or Heart of the Swarm?
Heart of the Swarm. They have it on the computers. I got the email for it.
Oh, fuck. I'm not ready.
Yeah, because they're having a big LAN there, because I got the email about like what you need to bring.
We need to play fucking Ace of Spades.
We could. I have it on my laptop, dude, so my laptop's going.
My computer will be with me, too.
Maybe. We'll see.
Joe, do I have to tell them about the OG MAGFest PlayStation 1? Or PlayStation 2?
PS1's don't run, man. What's wrong with you?
It's kind of a short story.
Yeah.
If it's a short story, roll with it.
MAGFest 1 through 3, I ran the entire LAN with a PlayStation 2 running Linux.
That's awesome.
This is back before routers were a thing.
I just want somebody.
We're trying to turn it into the MAGFest digital treasure chest, and I totally expected to be filled with porn uploaded from everybody. But
porn,
like at MAGFest,
we porn and Nickelback.
The treasure chest, which are literally like wooden treasure chests, you can go around it, and they're scattered all around MAGFest. And if you take something out of the box, you have to put something in the box. And there's been bras. Wrapped condoms, a copy of Pokemon Blue, a copy of War and Peace. So we're going to apply the same concept to the OG PlayStation MAGFest 2, PlayStation 2.
I just want somebody to set up a red alert to land so I can kill somebody.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like in seconds.
Yeah.
Shoop.
I'm excited for Jam Space. Like I'm gonna Space be Jam. There a lot. Like I just want to have people like come in and just be like, hey man, what do you play? Okay, I'll play something else. Let's jam.
Like there's video footage of Zerum holding up his Game Boy for a Castlevania Jam Space Jam. Like he was just holding his Game Boy Advance SP up to the mic for the backing track.
Trying to remember how the Final Fantasy 1. Fight music went because some of them kind of run together and.
One thing I want to point out.
I was actually playing. Was it Dawn of Origins or whatever the hell it's called? Yeah. And at the time, so I was like, "Hey, I actually have it right here." MAGFest 6,
I believe.
Mag.
Yeah, I want to point out too that the Tales of Games guys are going to be there.
MAGFest 6 shirt at the time. At least.
What is the Tales of Game?
Tales of Games are the guys who make Barkley Shut Up and Jam.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Oh, are they going to be there this year?
They're going to be there with their wizard booth they had at PAX.
I have to shake their fucking hands.
You need to go. Game. You need to go in the wizard booth and meet the wizard that they'll have.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, they're fucking fantastic guys. I sat next to one of the lead developers on the plane to Seattle, and
oh, wow.
Yeah, it was awesome. I was like totally set to just to fucking pass out and fall asleep on that plane.
As a segue to this, one of the things they've been doing at MAGFest the last couple of years is various charity events. You know, just like how you know there's Child's Play that you know the Penny Arcade people do. That's where most of the charity works for. We have the two big things we do for charity there. Is that they have a charity auction on Sunday, which has all kinds of rarities and silly stuff.
I've heard about that.
In a second. Right. I've got a story for that. The other thing that they started doing last year is table flipping for charity.
Are they doing that again this year?
It's on the schedule.
Fuck yeah.
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So basically, they have a bunch of just like little plastic, set up tables. And you can put down varying amounts of money, and basically the more money you contribute, the more stuff gets to be on the table for you to flip. There's a single table they have to the side where people work on a jigsaw puzzle, and at any point somebody can put down $100 to flip it over in the middle of the jigsaw puzzle.
That's amazing.
I know that the Lumberjack Lounge people did just a giant, thing together.
Yeah, me,
oh my God,
Pappy,
I need to film the shit out of that.
Me, Pappy, then, Ian, and John, all, I think we put $100 in the four of us just had a table set up, and we flipped that fucking table halfway across the room.
Launched that fucker. It was like 75 feet.
But, yeah, so the charity auction a couple years ago, everybody that was in my room paid cash. So I had like $1,000. No, it was because I paid for the program books at Staples and got reimbursed later by Eli. So I had like $1,000 in my wallet because of all of that. And I was like, I'm going to go to the charity auction and make bad decisions. So the first bad decision, I bid on a mystery lot. I paid $100 for what ended up being the Game Boy copy of Shaq Fu, the Game Gear copy of Shaq Fu, the Super Nintendo, Super Nintendo copy of Shaq Fu, the Genesis copy of Shaq Fu, which includes a Shaq rap single, and the Shaq Fu tournament T-shirt that they never actually sent to me. So I'm onto this, and the next time I go, I mean, I figure at least half of that $100 is worth the story, but the next time I'm in a White Elephant party, that is definitely going to be my present that I'm contributing.
Nice. And for the record, at MAGFest 7, I believe, a lot of people actually went into one of the public bathrooms at the hotel and pissed on a Super Nintendo copy.
Yeah, wasn't Screw Attack behind that? Stuttering Craig, didn't he organize
that? Yeah, behind that. There's actually video footage of people peeing on the cartridge.
Yeah.
So I won't out him, but back at MAGFest, I want to say it was 3, the last year in Williamsburg.
Yeah.
One of the things in the auction, the mini bosses and Chromalodeon folks were drunk, and they contributed a coffee filter, which had we'll just say it had hairs on it. You know, you can guess.
Cubic.
And
thank you, Rez, for stating the obvious.
The mini bosses are all bald.
that's yes. Anyway, I managed to talk a buddy of mine into buying that for his girlfriend because she was a fan of the mini bosses. I was really proud of that moment.
Oh my God! I
gamers are dirty, dirty guys.
The coffee filter full of pubes.
Oh no!
I forget what year it was, but I remember this was before it was a charity auction. It was just auction shit off, and I was trying to find money so I could eat dinner that night. And I auctioned off a hug, thinking, oh, I'll get like $5 for someone to hug me. And then someone was like, you know, the bidding kept going higher. It's like, will you kiss him? Or will if we win, could we get a kiss instead?
I was
like, what the fuck? I'll do whatever you want. You know, you're buying my lunch. I don't give a shit. So it ended up being like $25 or something for a kiss, but they kind of got a loophole out of it where it wasn't specified who, and they actually kicked in a few more bucks. And in the end, they bought during closing ceremonies. I went up on stage while Brendan was talking and I gave him a gigantic hickey on his neck.
Oh yeah. Like full on left a mark right on his neck.
Oh my God.
And no one knew what the fuck was going to happen except for a handful of people who were there just to watch Brendan get a hickey during closing ceremonies.
Yeah, this actually happened. Oh, I'll attest to that.
I mean, I love that they're doing charity auctions now, but before it was a charity auction, there was so much outlandish shit that would happen during those auctions.
Yeah, back in those days, we really didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, someone paid more for a shirt from like MAGFest 2 or something. They paid more on the condition that I would put it on. It was a small.
Excellent.
Joe Cam, for the record, is a big guy.
Slightly. Remember the whole small, medium, large? I am the large.
You're the large.
Like extra, extra large. Whatever.
King size. You know?
Fun size.
Big boy.
And then I think I gave the shirt to Darren or Darren bought it, something.
Of X-Strike, yeah. So I remember the flower fights of MAGFest 5.
Oh God!
With Chromalodeon, I was in convention ops at the time, and I hear like over the radio that there's a flower, like baking flower fight on the third floor. of the hotel.
Those are horrible.
Chrome Lodian and like some random people. And they were literally grabbing handfuls of flour out of two bags of flour they bought at like a food line or something. And they were literally just throwing it at each other in the hallways of the hotel. Like just pelting each other with flour and sending it everywhere in the hallways.
Spoiler alert, we got kicked out of that hotel after that MAGFest.
I wonder why.
MAGFest 2 and 3, we got kicked out of that one. MAGFest 4, we got kicked out of that one. MAGFest 5, we got kicked out.
Wait, now why did you get kicked out at these other hotels? There's got to be
Well, there was reasons. Some other stuff that happened at the MAGFest 5 hotel, though, but we can't really get into that.
Okay.
Under a binding legal contract, they're not allowed to talk about it.
Some sticky legal shit that happened.
Those are the best kinds of stories. I have a really good lawyer.
I will simply say that there was an anime convention that's in the area that was actually at that hotel for a couple of years before us. So they were amenable to having, you know, fandom
weird
conventions.
Anime people, yes. And then MAGFest happened.
And then the building crumbled to the ground.
Should I tell the Badassai story?
Yes.
Oh, God, Eddie. Jesus.
Okay, so I'm chilling in the X-Strike hotel room, and we're
Jesus Christ.
I'm good. We're good.
And this character we will refer to as Badassai.
Just call him
comes
Eddie.
Wandering it's into easier. Our room. He is really drunk and proceeds to pass out in our bathroom. But when he passed out, his teeth hit the toilet seat.
That wasn't Eddie. Eddie was the one who had alcohol poisoning.
That's the other one. No, Badassai, you weren't around for this joke, Cam.
Yes, Badassai, I was. That wasn't Eddie. That was Rob.
No,
it was it was Rob.
Oh, yeah. So he passed out
from the sight of blood.
Yeah, someone...
No, because the one passed out face first into the toilet seat and knocked out one of his teeth, so he started bleeding from his mouth. And
if he's bleeding from somewhere else, that'd be weird.
The one that passed out face first into the toilet and knocked a tooth out, he was really drunk. And all of us in the room were like, who the fuck is this guy? So the paramedics get called... And they come up and they put him on the stretcher and he kind of wakes up out of his drunken stupor, and he does not want to be strapped down to the stretcher. So he's like thrashing around like, woo, MAGFest, yeah. Mr. MAGFest is there, and he's like, he's cool. And the paramedics are like, look at this guy. He's like, is he insane? Is he having a psychotic episode? And Brendan's like, no, he's cool. He's just talking about video games. And they start wheeling him on the stretcher down the hallway. And right as he goes around the corner to the elevator, he throws up the devil horns in one hand because he managed to get it free from the stretcher. And he goes, MAGFest! Fuck yeah! And he goes around the corner and into the elevator, and that's it.
Oh no! Wasn't
okay, there's.
I'm pretty
there's
sure he was
that,
also singing
something out about that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was singing the Katamari theme.
Yes, that's why they asked if he was insane, because he was singing the Katamari theme.
Yeah, he was singing the Katamari Damacy theme. Yes.
This is one of the stories I actually wasn't there when this happened, and I heard about much later. Much like the legend of Drunken Master.
Oh, God.
And I was his roommate that year.
Sean, were you around for Drunken Master? I don't remember what you were up to that night.
I've been around for that, yeah.
Do you want to tell the story? We'll get you involved here.
No.
No. That is incriminating. I would like to refrain.
Matt, would you like the honors then?
Beginning of the MAGFest Lumberjack roster video that posted around. He's the dude that falls down drunk in the hallway.
I think not for a podcast, but we'll just say that I'll think about what could be said. But that was actually how I first met Joe Cam, I want to say, because of hanging out with you guys that Sunday after the events. We could talk about Min Potion, because that came about from the same event, right?
Yeah, same night. I think
someone
same room.
Oni Moo Shots needs to make a shot, which is the mint antidote.
That's all you, Sean. Do it.
Just a shot of Pepto.
A shot of Pepto with
green. With green.
No, no, no. With Crown Royal on the top.
Well, Sean, I will simply say I have a shot already. It is Super Street Fighter 2 themed, but that's all the news that people get ahead of time.
It's called The Guile.
Is it called Yoga Fire?
Oh, so it goes
Yoga
with
Fire!
Everything.
That'd be awesome. Yoga Fire is like a really bad like Turkish, like, I don't know, like a Turkish brandy Turkish with like fireball.
Yeah, it's got to make you either spit fire or make your limbs stretch.
Well, Sean made the fire breathing Russian
because remember the first year where John St. John was wouldn't drink his Karnov shot.
Yeah, that's what we all called John St. John a pussy because he wouldn't drink the shot.
No, I called him a pussy. Don't take my thunder, yeah. Rez. I called Duke
Joe,
Nukem a pussy.
Fill in on this. Onimu shots one. Tell the story.
Well, Sean made the drink. How about we let him share his magical recipe?
Let's go ahead and share what Onimu shots is first.
Well, Onimu shots is a...
Onimu shots is the competition where we make video game themed shots.
Best tasting shot.
It's
a couple things.
Just because best shot
tasting,
overall.
Creativity, you know, it's a couple categories that they rate on. But
so anyway, I made a Karnov shot, which obviously was vodka and
obviously
it was a chipotle hot sauce. You would drink it and then breathe fire.
And
it
John
was delicious.
John was a judge.
Some people were like, oh, this is punishment, and those people are sissies, is what it amounts to. Because
Sean, I don't think you drank your shot.
I drank a whole bunch of those, man. That's
really?
Why we ran out for the next round, yeah.
I don't remember you having it.
All I can imagine is the next morning being like, my anus is bleeding.
The punishment shot with Darren's Palom and Porom Final Fantasy IV theme shot.
Oh, God.
Because it was a thinly veiled cement mixer.
I want to make one called the Sephiroth, and it's supposed to be something that pierces right through you.
Maybe.
It'll just be Taco Bell and vodka.
Well, see, after that year, we actually made new rules where if...
If the baby can drink the shot.
Baby drinking, apparently.
It's the baby drink. Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Anyway.
I don't know if we could say bad things with young ears around.
Baby's too young to know what fuck
Rez,
means.
See, Rez, you scared the child.
Aw, I'm sorry.
It's the baby
punishment,
cast.
Punishment shots.
People may be here.
Onimu Shots has been kind of a, now yearly MAGFest Lumberjack edition where we just basically mix alcohol and try to make it taste good.
Well, it's more
quick
than
Invisible Toaster Rory for coming up with this, who will not be at MAGFest this year.
Yeah, we'll miss him.
Oi, oi, Rory, Prost.
Prost.
I think Rez is getting drunker as the podcast goes on.
I think so.
Well, I'm just practicing for MAGFest. You know, you got to train your liver.
You can't just go into it cold. You got to prep it.
No.
It's like you're going to go to
the
beach
SML
and you're pale.
Rezcast.
You want to make sure you tan a little bit before you go to the beach. You're like pregame.
But anyway, I'll explain Onimu shots more than Rez just being like, "Oh, you got to make fucking good drinks."
It's fucking epic.
Shut up. God damn it, Rez, shut the fuck up. Told you we'd come back to that.
We would.
Anyway, Rory thought up the idea of having a shot competition since all of us like to get together and drink together and party, socialize. It would be a competition where you had to create a unique video game themed shot. It's not something you could go online and find on the Drunken Moogle or just something that's fairly... It has to be something that you thought of yourself. The first year, we didn't really have too many rules, so of course we had shit like Ale Sean mixing chipotle sauce and vodka. Bottom shelf vodka, by the way.
Was it
Aristocrat, wasn't it?
Was it Vladimir?
No, it wasn't Aristocrat. That's too bad. No one should ever drink Aristocrat.
Vladimir's probably just as bad. But continue.
But we had Sean's shot of Hatred and Death, and we had Darren Cement Mixer. So after that, we put in some more rules where if you do any kind of asshole shot like that, where you make an intentionally bad shot, because the goal is to win, like,
right?
Based on taste, based on presentation. If you have a story to go along with it, even better. The 1 year Rez actually did like stim packs from Fallout that he had in a syringe that he would squirt in your mouth. Like, you get bonus points for shit like that. You're not trying to piss people off.
You're not griefing the shot competition.
Yeah, you're not trolling the competition.
Yeah.
So we now have it where, you know, the winners get prizes or whatever else. The three losers who have the worst shots get punishment shots, which Ian, who's been on our show before, he is a sadistic motherfucker when it comes to alcohol. And he will just get the nastiest, most horrifying shots possible, and the loser takes the shot. And they get progressively worse from, like, the third worst all the way to the absolute worst.
Now, so, I don't believe he's actually ever really stated what's been in them, but I do remember Sean asking after the punishment shots last year, is that clam juice in here?
Ooh.
So that gives you an idea.
Yeah,
that's precisely why I'm not going to be partaking.
See, we've had practice with punishment shots during an old Fagfest tradition of Iron Editor, where you would spend 3 or 4 hours creating a music video, and you have to do a shot every half hour. Oh. It started off where you would just take a shot of something, but as it went on, we would start mixing and finding weird crap.
That's Gears of War.
And Devin Riley... he was underage, so he wouldn't drink any alcohol. Even though we're like, what the fuck ever, you're with friends, we don't care. He's like, no, I'm not 21, I'm not going to have it. So we would just get messed up stuff for him, like a shot of vinegar or like pickle juice mixed with mustard.
Ugh.
Just like nasty stuff. And that's kind of bled its way over to Onimu shots, punishment shots.
Yeah. So by way of Kings, I want to say.
Possibly.
You guys did that for a bit too, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's like ridiculous. Like, I just want to poop my pants thinking about it.
Poop.
Like, I'm just, like, honestly, I could think about, like, if I had to ingest something like that, I think I would either instantly throw it up or be pooping for the rest of MAGAFest.
Possibly.
Like, well, I'll just say it is encouragement for those of us like me to make something that's tasty and good.
Yeah.
I would want to do the same.
Or just horrible. Just absolutely horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I would want to do the same, because obviously I would want to win. I'm a winner. I like winning.
Yeah.
I'm a winner.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah, they're bad for you and stuff.
Until you're 21.
And then you can have that experimental phase for a couple years, and then you can get it out of your system.
You mean staying at my house a lot?
Listen, I was in a rough time. I may have partaken in a little bit of
stubbly patch licking.
maybe.
That's the greatest name I've ever heard.
Stubbly patch licking.
That'll be the name of this week's episode.
Stubbly patch licking.
With the lumberjacks.
Write that down.
I've already heard that Brett and Hex want to become the Velcro brothers.
There you go, Tim. Make that your shot.
Stubbly patch licking. What's the secret ingredient? This is great. You don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
What's the secret ingredient? Me.
What's the secret ingredient? You know that really fine hair that comes out of the electric razor when you pop it open to clean it?
Oh, that's just wrong.
No, it's only wrong if it's not from the face.
It needs to be freshly squeezed.
Come on.
All right, so let's get back to just some generic MAGFest stories at this point, maybe. I mean, I think people get the idea about Onimu shots at the moment. Yeah. But I mean,
I was going to
so
mention some of the past winners.
Potential from MAGFest 3 that we can still talk about, like the elevator, the power outages.
Oh,
dude. It's supposed to snow a lot.
It is supposed to snow a lot.
I hope we get snowed the fuck in.
I'm not leaving that building pretty much the entire time that we're there.
You don't need to. There's multiple bars inside the building.
Well, that's great. There's supposed to be a Nerf war outside.
Shut the fuck up. I'm not ready. I need to mod a Nerf gun tonight.
This is going to be like the 30th, no, 4th year they've had it. Literally, it's a bunch of people get together with all their Nerf weapons and just have a fucking
there
Nerf
is
war.
A Walmart nearby.
We have a new contest for our listeners. Count how many times Rez has said literally this podcast.
I need
well,
to
literally is the new epic Joe Cam.
Shut the fuck up, Rez.
Yo, we need to get some Nerf guns. You take the limiters
side,
out of them.
Side contest. Find out how many times we said shut the fuck up, Rez.
Well, we're only up to, I think, 3 or 4 now.
But. See, you don't even know the count.
So Matt, you wanted to mention some other fun stories. What kind of fun story do you have? And shut
tell
the fuck
us about
up,
the power
Rez.
Outages. Those must have been
number 4.
Baller.
Well, I was going to leave the power outages and elevators to you guys. But
oh, yeah, because we know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, me and Huber know all
elevators
about
elevators at MAGFest are notorious for being shitty because... we find some way to destroy them constantly.
Oh, good. So don't ride the elevator.
So every convention I've ever been to got it.
In a lot of ways, but...
Yeah.
The Hilton wasn't that great with elevators either. 4 elevators and 1 working.
If you go to a convention, that's how it is. I have GoPro video footage of me hanging from the Otakon ceiling elevator. Like, I was on the ceiling of the elevator yelling at somebody who was calling me an asshole. I was just trying to make room in the elevator.
The fucking
I was
elevator
drunk,
party
but...
needs to stop. Okay, yes. that's for anime conventions.
Yeah.
Don't bring that shit to MAGFest, seriously.
Yeah, I'm thankful that the Gaylord elevators have been really, really reliable so far.
Yes, very quick.
I like elevators.
Or how about the
elevators? I thought we were talking about elevators. I felt left out.
The elevators that just get stuck and stop working, so someone like put Jaws on the front of the elevator, like, I will eat you.
That was the one at MAGFest 3 where it was basically, like, you know how some elevators, they have, like, the sensor that, or I guess most elevators have the sensor that if, you know, they close the door and there's something in the way,
yeah, it'll
reopen
back up. Yeah.
That one did not work. So when he said earlier that it ate Brendan's leg, he was not kidding. It, like, literally clamped on his leg.
And then
I'm saying literally
sign.
As well. And
that,
shut the fuck up, Rez.
Literally, we took a piece of paper and put on the elevator, and we cut little teeth out of the piece of paper that said, I'm gonna eat you, and put it on the elevator because it ate Brennan's leg, and we had to push him around for the rest of MAGFest 3 on a luggage cart.
I like how Rez is finishing everybody's stories.
I'm really happy the elevator didn't start going up and cut his leg off.
Yeah, right?
Is that, you know, I didn't really know anyone else there. I mean, I had met a couple people. I knew, Vert's now wife, from before this, you know, from MAGFest and stuff. So I knew her, but pretty much everybody else I met for the first time there. And I'm walking around late at night. I want to say it's like 2 or 3 in the morning, Saturday, early Sunday morning. And just to give you an idea of the kind of social camaraderie party atmosphere, I walk by in the lobby and I see a pizza box with some pizza slices in it and a sign that says, free pizza, parentheses, not poison.
I remember that.
Not poison.
Yeah. It doesn't say not semen-y either.
Not DNA ridden.
I never said I eat the pizza. I'm just commenting about that being one of the things I remember about MAGFest 1.
See, I would think that if you came across something like that, you would at least pick up a slice of pizza and offer it to someone you knew. Be like, hey, man, I found this pizza. I thought you'd be hungry.
Guys, I think it's mini-boss story time.
Okay, I'm ready.
There's many stories there.
My body's ready.
Hey, Sean, I'm sure you've got a couple.
Is he even there anymore?
They're a really good band. I like them.
Oh, there he is.
They're a really good band.
I saw the light come on.
So the whole story. They're a really good band. I like them.
Surely you, of all people, have some mini boss stories.
I've got one. No. I've talked recently, I'll let you guys go first.
Aleshawn doesn't want to participate.
I don't have any good mini
boss stories. Okay, Matt, share your story then.
Yeah. Okay.
Rez, don't interrupt.
Way back towards the beginning of the podcast when you guys asked me how I heard about MAGFest, I mentioned that I was drawing for a fanzine. So I interviewed the mini bosses as well as a set of video game remixers and the like. So that was Vert, Stephen Kennedy, who pretty much fell off the face of the earth, or Alaska rather, Mustin and
Same
Dale.
Thing.
So I was going to be interviewing the mini bosses, and you know, I talked to them briefly on the email before that. So they knew that, but it just kind of got kept getting put off. And finally, they were like, okay, just come by our hotel room after our concert. So, you know, Saturday night, you know, late at night, I come in. Brendan and one or two other people were hanging out in their room as well. Now, Brendan was the con chair from years 2 to 8 or 9. But at the time, he was just that guy who made a DDR clone in Python and had it in the game room. And he had two of their shorter songs with, you know, step charts built into it. So that's how he had gotten to, you know, talk to them and meet them. So they're in there. I go in to do the interview. They're all eating some fried chicken. And, you know, I start recording. I'm 4 minutes into interviewing them before I realized that the entire time they had porn on the TV that was right behind me. And because of the way I walked in the room and sat down facing them, I had never actually seen it until in the middle of the interview.
So, so the mini bosses have a reputation for
watching porn.
You mentioned it before.
Oh, the achievements?
Yeah, we brought them back.
There's right, the achievements.
Let me pull them up here, so I've got a copy in front of me as well. Yeah.
The fun thing is, I talked to Norg. He's printing out 500 copies of the achievement list.
Oh my god! Do you get anything for the achievements?
Copies? Holy shit!
No, you don't get anything. You just keep track of shit you've done.
Personal
over the
satisfaction.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and read out the unofficial MAGFest 12 achievement list in relation to Matt's story. The mini boss achievement, 20 points. Watch porn and consume some form of chicken in a hotel room at the same time.
That is why that one's on there. Yep.
Yep.
And yes, all of these achievements on this list, if you go on Facebook, it's on the MAGFest forum. I've posted in the IRC. It's a
IRC.
PDF. Yeah. It's a PDF document. That you can print out on any laser printer, front and back, two-sided. And it adds up to 1,000 points of various achievements that you can mark off, you know, just for fun, for MAGFest.
Real achievements, a couple of them will make you an asshole, but...
Yeah.
crop dust
the concert hall.
There's two achievements that related to each other. The Touched by an Angel, 49 points, masturbate at MAGFest 12. And of course, the follow achievement, and then 1 point, have sex at MAGFest
12. One point.
Yeah, so there's going to be probably a lot of people that with scores that end in 9 this year.
Or four.
And four that achievement is a tribute.
As a mathlete growing up, I need to, you know, represent.
And that achievement.
It's just a completely for fun, you know, print it out, check off, you know, whatever you do kind of thing. And I remember Jokan mentioned it before on the podcast. So me and him just came up like, let's just make an achievement list and see what it is. And it cost me like $150 to print it off of the Kinko's, to print off 1,000 copies of this. And we brought it back and we just handed them out to random people at MAGFest 10. And people fucking loved it.
Yeah.
Give me, Matt, you said you have it in front of you?
Yeah, I've got it in front of me right now.
Give me some of your favorite examples.
So a lot of them are the standard sort of achievement kind of thing where you've got the, you know, good, better, best kind of thing. You know, spending this much time in the game room, spending more time in the game room, that sort of thing.
Right.
But, you know, all those sort of things are, you know, boring. So
give me some of the unique ones.
Okay. So some of the unique ones are, you son of a bitch, fart in a crowded elevator, which was mentioned before, and then too loud to hear, which was crop dust the concert hall.
too loud to hear.
But, okay, so a couple of the good ones are... right past that. Needs food badly, 20 points. Missed the performance of a band you really wanted to see due to going out for food. I've certainly earned that.
Yeah, I'm sure that happens. Anybody who's been to a convention has done that.
BitGen as well. Let's see. It's more of a Joe's party thing, but the memo, I think, is
the memo.
The memo. get called out for being an asshole.
Yeah.
Because, you know, They didn't get the memo. Okay,
yeah,
we have not talked about it yet. Let this be the only talking about it. Hipster, please, never sound the cry of Colossus during MAGFest 12.
Yes.
What the fuck
didn't
is
you
that?
Didn't you just... Because I saw like some sort of like Facebook post of like someone that's going to MAGFest that doesn't have any friends, and you're like, make the sound of the Colossus and you'll make a lot of friends.
No, someone else said that, and I'm like, no!
No.
Don't do it.
So what is...
The unofficial thing is that is out, and everybody should make the Nightcrawler noise now.
Bam!
What was...
Noise.
The Colossus thing is... You know, when Colossus really from started? X-Men the arcade game. That probably started
like around 5 or so.
Yeah, 4 or 5.
Well, I think it was 6 that we kind of make it popular. Is 6?
Okay, but
had the actual cabinet. Is that right?
No, 6 is when Charles actually donated the cabinet.
Okay, well, it started a number of years ago. I think X-Strike were the guys who started it. Where just. They would walk around MAGFest to go the Colossus roar.
Yeah.
That's the only time we're doing that this episode.
Okay.
And I'm assuming most people listening to this are nerds and realize that we're talking about the X-Men arcade game.
Yeah. Because everyone who plays that on free play picks Colossus and just spams his special move the entire game because it kills everything. Shut up. No more.
Joe, I do that on non-free play when I'm in an arcade.
But it caught on, and like people started doing it that year. The next year, more people did it. You know, everyone's having fun. Oh, he's doing it. Everyone doing it. And it like you would be in a game room or something, someone would do it on one end and you would hear it wave through the entire room.
Oh my God.
And then
got all these newbies now that have like, oh, it's the hip thing to do. And a lot of us are like, hipster, please.
But 50 points. Like the years went on and people just kept doing it. And it's,
that's the problem when you start something like that. It never ends, and then when you want it to end, it just gets worse.
I know, and the people who got tired of it stopped doing it, but all the new people are like, oh, MAGFest, I have to make the Colossus noise. And people
like,
just...
I was thinking that exact thing, Rez. There was in anime cons, like, a dozen years ago, there was a similar thing with chanting chair. It's the same sort of dumb meme. But, I mean, just to give you an idea of how, you know, far this thing went, at MAGFest 10... during the Earthbound Papa's Nobuo Uematsu's band concert, he did the Colossus roar. Maybe more just because everybody else was doing it and he just did it back, but he totally did the Colossus roar during his concert between songs.
And that should have been the end of it. Like, that should have been the very last one.
Cut footage right
like,
there.
Done. Fucking Uematsu did it. That's it. It's over. It's done. You can't beat that. But last year, people.
He did play Steel Dancing Mad from Final Fantasy VI, which you have to admit was kind of a religious experience.
You're so drunk you can't even talk. God damn it, Rez.
Two other achievements really quickly. Ear rape, experience microphone feedback during a performance.
Oh God. That'll happen before we even get out of the fucking car.
I'll get it. An unintentional achievement.
We have to mention.
And Zangief.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Anyway, Joe Cam's beard.
Yeah, that's a new one for this year.
Does it count? Does it count if I get the achievement before we get to MAGFest?
Yeah, can that be a retroactive one?
Nope.
It has to be at MAGFest.
Yep.
I don't know if you. I'll be drunk. It'll happen. If you beat the street date, do achievements count?
Achievements can only be achieved at MAGFest.
Listen, he's going to be in my car on the way down.
Well, I think the Five Guys one would mean it doesn't have to necessarily be at MAGFest. But
it's Sunday, technically. Yeah, MAGFest.
Yeah, that's meant to be the
but
Sunday
it's not
of
on
MAGFest.
Site is what I mean.
Well, yeah.
Okay, I'll stop being pedantic. So yes, achievements.
Podiatrist, what?
Stop being a technical bitch.
Who's fucking with their microphone?
It's Tim.
I'm not doing that.
I thought it was red.
I'm fucking looking at the.
I'm attacking.
When I hear microphone sounds, I immediately think that Tim's doing something.
Really?
So yeah, there's so many stories we could cover. Like Joe Cam, seriously, you probably have some good lumberjack stories.
Oh God!
All I know is I can't wait to make some new ones.
Yeah, that's the important part.
I'm so fucking excited.
Right now it's Tuesday. Wednesday we leave and get down there. Thursday the party starts.
Like, but it'll still start Wednesday. It always starts a day before.
Yeah.
Listen,
I'm getting there Thursday.
The party don't start till I arrive. I'm just saying.
Like Magfest is eventually just going to morph into a like a week long event. We all probably know this. It'll happen eventually.
I fucking hope
so. Well, I live across the river from the hotel, so I mean, I'm pretty much
so you could just swim there and you're like ready.
Oh yeah.
He calls his dolphin and rides it over.
It's red. I'm ready to party.
Does the Magfest website still have directions how to get to the hotel based on if you have a boat?
Does. Yeah, I saw that.
Like, it's right on the harbor.
I would say that was Karen, who does the concerts with Big Matt. She was the one that posited that because she owns a boat and could, you know, take her boat to Magfest.
Theoretically, you could take a boat to Magfest.
They actually have dock fees to dock your own personal boat at Magfest.
Docking,
it still not happen.
Rez has fees for space docking.
Docking.
Well, so, I mean, granted, it's a little tricky to do, you know, just past New Year's, which is when Magfest typically is.
Don't
but
forget your flippy floppy.
It's fucking cold. Yes. Real cold.
Like,
there's a Jelly Belly store down there.
Yo, like, someone told me that there's like
a Peeps. No, Peeps store.
Somebody told me that there is a really huge mall, like 15 minutes away or something like that, that has a fucking Medieval Times in the mall.
Matt?
It's further than 15.
Yeah, I've been
I'm assuming
there.
That's a Arundel Mills, and that is going to be maybe about 40 minutes. But if you want to go out to something like Medieval Times, there is a really awesome place that's about 5 minutes away in Old Town Alexandria called Medieval Madness at Renaissance Hall. It's a locally owned place. It's more of like a fest hall as opposed to a big arena. But they basically do like a medieval dinner theater. They have some bawdy songs, and they have really good alcohol. Like nice. Every beer that they have there is like rated 98%, and like they have a World Beer Cup winner, and they're from abbeys that are like from like 1,000 years old for some of them. So they have really good stuff, and I recommend them.
I hate to interject here, but I opened the mason jar that is the lemon grenades and just took a whiff. And, oh my God, this is pungent.
Pungent.
I'm about to take a sip, and I'm honestly afraid for my life.
Just do it. Man up, pussy.
About to go past drunk and out the other end and come back sober.
And I totally just spilled it down.
He's gone plaid.
Like, what the hell?
That might have been like one of the funniest things I've actually ever heard about someone. Like,
oh my God.
What?
That is like the most strong alcohol I've ever tasted that tastes like lemons.
That was the best description that I ever heard about some being described.
On that note,
I think it's time to start wrapping things up. Rez, do you have any final words about Magfest to share?
Go and approach any one of us lumberjacks, because there's only 15 of us left. We will tell you very good stories, most likely drunken.
Well, most of us will tell good stories. Rez will get drunk and then ramble on for an hour and then not make any sense.
Par for the course.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, how about you? Final words?
Not really. I think you've covered everything.
What was that place that you took us to last year? What was it? Pizza place? Arcade? What was it?
Crabtown, USA.
There you go. Check that place out. Yeah.
Well, that's
Craptown?
Yes, Craptown. Craptown.
Well, that was for a BitGen a year or two ago, though. It wasn't Magfest. That was up by Baltimore.
I thought it was last year for Magfest.
I remember we were gonna go there, and like the AC was broken, so we stopped. So we just ate at the Hardee's that was like across the street.
Craptown.
But yeah, there's this place in Glen Burnie, which is a southern suburb of Baltimore, called Craptown with an E at the end. USA, and it's basically just a dive seafood deli, that sort of thing. But they have a really awesome retrocade that is as big as the eating area. So they've got about 30 pinball machines and a bunch of games. Like, I want to say the Mortal Kombat 4 cabinets maybe the newest thing they have there.
It's all classic shit.
But it's things like they have the like Superman arcade game, for example.
Wow.
And just all kinds of just really old games. I love introducing people to Black Knight 2000, which has the most metal MIDI pinball soundtrack of any pinball game I've seen. The lyrics for it, when it has lyrics that aren't just, you know, the choir of metal angels or whatever, is you've got the power, you've got the might, no way, get ready for battle. I already screwed up the first part, but give me your money.
Way to be subtle.
That's supposed to be the chorus, and then the Black Knight, you know, back and forth.
Something like that.
Yes. I've been drinking as well, just not nearly as much as Rez.
No, no one drinks as much as Rez.
Somebody has to take the shot.
Shut the fuck up, Rez.
Number six.
Listen.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm pretty sure the count is off. I'm just saying. Because I said it a couple times.
Just shut the fuck up, Rez.
There you go, Joe Cam. There's your new content.
Okay, Sean, are you still...
I had to get in on the action.
did we lose Sean? Is he still alive? Around?
Sean, are you still alive?
He's dead.
I think we lost him.
Yeah.
He'll be succeeded by Ailstone.
Thanks, Rez.
He's totally circle jerking it with beat drop and flick.
Ailstone...
No, props to Flick from driving all the way from North Dakota to MAGFest.
Many years. Yes.
Yeah, many times.
Many, many years.
And let us hope that he does not have some sort of unfortunate, terrible car incident along the way or back, like has happened more than enough times for him.
Interesting fun fact, he's actually bringing his Pentium 100 megahertz laptop that we're actually going to be using to program the MAGFest staff radios.
Nice.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Oh my god, this is Flick. I love everybody.
Oh my god, Flick!
Hey! Oh my god, Flick! What's
Flick!
Up, Flick?
Whoa!
Oh my god, not much. This is Beat Drop. I hate everybody.
Yeah, well, we knew that. Mash.
Hold on a second. And Cody Martin, a.k.a. Halt, is here, too.
Rez, shut the fuck up!
Number seven.
Rez, shut up!
Yeah.
Let other people talk!
I like the road. Wait, I don't. That's a lie.
So, Flick, since you're here, what are you looking forward to at MAGFest? Special guest, Flick.
I'm looking forward to being good-looking, as always.
Nice.
I'm looking forward to eating some food.
Taking a metric buttload of photos. Yes.
Actually, no. This year, I'm going to do whatever I want and hang out with whoever I want and just have a good old time.
Nice.
Although I will still have my gear with me to maybe take
pictures.
You
totally need to come to the lounge, sir.
Yes. I didn't see you at all except for the table flip last year, so you need to come up to our
Joe,
room.
Joe, talk about the invitations.
That's one of the reasons why I want to just chill. It's like I definitely miss seeing people. Like last year, even when Vert was there, I'm like, wow, I got to say hi to him for a total of 3.5 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be less this year, of course, but you know.
Well, it'll be a total of 0 seconds.
Exactly.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
It's just phone sex.
Yeah, it's something like that. One of these days, we're going to end up doing the podcast, and it's just going to be like a random guest calling in and being like,
I want your dick.
Hey, it could be like the old days where I used to call into VG Frequency and do terribly embarrassing things to Larry. Like
I miss
the time
those
I
days.
Called in when I was in the shower. That was good times.
Embarrassing or sexy?
Well, let's be fair, it is not hard to embarrass Larry.
True.
No, I literally called Larry while I was in the shower.
Does Larry have a leisure suit by any chance?
Oh, yeah, Al Lowe is totally going to be there. The creator of Leisure Suit.
Actually,
Larry.
No, didn't I hear that he canceled?
Yep. No, he is going, but not
he
the
uncanceled?
Other guy. Oh. No, Al Lowe is going to be there.
Interesting. By the way, Joe, please don't kill me, but I've never heard your podcast before.
That's okay. You're not missing anything.
Fuck you.
I don't think very many people have.
We talk about fleshlights all the time.
We talk about Dark Souls.
You guys talk about fleshlights, and you've never ever asked me to interview on your show ever.
Listen, consider this your cordial invitation.
Cordial.
Next year, we want to have you on, Flick. You'll be chock full of
cordial
stories.
Dude,
Okay, look, we're gonna record an episode at MAGFest.
Cordial. Yeah.
Gonna record stuff.
Are we gonna do the podcast at MAGFest?
Oh fuck yeah!
I don't know, Rez. Will you be there?
Rez, dude, you're gonna have to record from the across the hall.
Well, yeah, obviously.
We're going to put you downstairs in the game room. You could be our,
we're just gonna put
our
you down.
On-location reporter while calling you when we need you.
Interesting
anyway, guys. Oh, my God. So, like, I literally just got here, and I'm sitting in a chair right now, and I was just sitting in another chair that was slightly more cushy for, like, 10 hours. So,
nice.
I got to stand up.
And you'll be driving for another 12?
Here's B-Trop to finish the show.
Oh, okay. Shit.
It's
finished.
What's up, guys?
Beat drop.
Well done.
Do you have anything to say about MAGFest?
I'm excited to see. There's this one guy that's going to be there. He doesn't go there very often, though. Starts with a B or B.
B rival.
Butt drop.
Yeah. Butt drop.
Yes.
Oh, blind. Drop. You're thinking of blind.
Yeah, blind. He's thinking of blind.
So I totally saw the signage for MAGFest, and it says "Welcome Heroes," like the Super Nintendo Legend of Zelda box art. It has the map of MAGFest, so this is going to be a good year.
I'm ready. I'm fucking ready.
I am ready to disregard bitches and acquire currency.
Like how B-Drop was going to talk, and then Rez just started talking again.
Well, yeah.
Are you shut the fuck up, Rez.
Number 8.
We're so beyond 8.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
This is probably going to get you like a million views on YouTube because of some drunken asshole.
It's going to be about 12.
We might break our record of like 20-something.
Dude, Lonely Rolling Stars one?
After Rez blacks out and wakes up in the morning, we just have to tell him it's a silent horror, podcast. And
I think when we record at MAGFest, we're just going to like duct tape Rez to a chair. So all you hear is like...
Humiliate Rez, $1.
Fucking epic!
Footage of two people getting duct taped to a chair.
Fucking epic! Bacon! Fucking epic! Ugh. Magical drop.
Hey, I put in my years. Thank you very much.
I have none.
This podcast just fell apart more and more as Rez drank.
Got drunker and drunker.
Well, are you even surprised?
Can we just mute Rez and finish the podcast?
Yeah, we gotta finish this. I got.
Yeah, let's.
So I guess that just means things. Joe and company. I'll see you back on the podcast at some later point.
What about tomorrow?
Well, later on today. Oh yeah,
tomorrow.
Hey, welcome.
Tomorrow. We're not in 2014 yet.
You're 2014. Yeah,
it's not 2014 yet.
Shut the fuck up, Rez.
9.
All right. Music this week.
Music this week is.
Since we've been talking about MAGFest through the history, I figure we will play two of the bands that were at the very first MAGFest. Gonna have some tracks from the One Ups, then called the One Up Mushrooms. We'll play, I think, Costa del Sol. We'll play that track. Nice. And we'll bust out something by the mini bosses. Maybe Wizards and Warriors, since they didn't play that song the first year at MAGFest.
They don't have a song called Pornography and Chicken.
I wish.
Costa del Sol was one of the ones they had back at that time, so that's pretty appropriate.
That was on Majestic Mix, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. But also, they had a couple at that point, like Summers and a few others. Yeah. But I also just want to point out there was that band Everyone that was also there that first year.
I'm ignoring them.
They did the Ransom cover.
I am putting that for posterity. I liked a couple other songs.
I have a River City Ransom song on my CD that I'll be selling
indeed
at MAGFest, which I believe... That was the song that Aleshon did a lead for.
He did.
He did this.
River
he did the
City
guitar
ran
song.
Some X Strike Studios, baby.
I called the track "Barf."
Well, for the third track, I was going to do one of your songs as the possible future of MAGFest.
Oh shit!
I was going to see if you wanted to do either the River City track or Shantae.
Ooh.
Shantae?
No, RCR. That gets my vote.
Right, River City. River City Ransom is the one that has Aleshan on it, and Shantae is the one that has Stemage.
And I think Shantae might be one of my personal favorites on there.
Votes? Anyone? Well, I mean, you guys haven't heard the songs. You can.
Yeah, so this is the CD that you were talking about earlier.
I'll be selling it at Magfest. There are 200. That's it. They are individually numbered.
They have Magfest miscapitalized
because I'm a fucking noob, and I wanted to try and get through these CDs as quick as possible because I did 200 CDs by myself with one single CD burner, and I wrote on every single one of them and packaged them all by myself. God damn it! It took a long time.
I did 80 discs by myself with one burner. That took forever.
I did 200. Actually, I did 200. 200 plus
on burners.
I also did the labels on myself.
So, I mean, anyway.
Dane, you better save me one of those.
I'll sell you one for a couple bucks.
Those CDs,
free promo discs.
Those CDs, I'm trying to sell to try and comp my cost of the hotel because I'm broke as fuck.
Word.
So 200 discs. If you want to buy one, it is a minimum of $1, but you can pay what you want.
I will totally buy one of your CDs, sir.
You better.
Seven tracks.
Yeah, I'll buy one.
I mixed them at 25/8 Studios. They sound really, really good. I had a lot of fun with it. I got to play some really cool songs, and yeah, I'm proud of it. It came out a lot better than I thought it would. So
I think there's some really solid stuff on there.
So I'm excited.
I think I'm going to go with Shantae because that's a nice tribute to Vert as well.
I'm cool with that.
Since he won't be able to be there this year, it'll be a nice shout out to him.
That was one of my favorite ones to do on that entire album.
Shantae.
Because I get to say, that's what I get to call it.
Tim, no Shantae from you?
No, I'm passing out.
I can tell.
So the name of the track, the official name of the track, is going to be called Smokey and the Bandit Town.
Nice.
So,
that's pretty good.
And the fictitious band name. Is Blade Mode.
Although I have to give you props for, what was it, Ross? Chinese and the Lame Fart or something?
Oh, yeah, hold on, no. So my fictitious band name when I was like 6 or 7, the Rocco Flame Fart and the Chinese Xbox Mystery Machine.
That is the greatest band name ever, seriously. I have to give you props for that, sir.
Yeah. It shows Rez actually listened to our show.
Hey, I was like, what is he talking about? And I'm like, oh, yeah.
It went by in a stream of words. Could you say that again?
So very first band name that I came up with for my fictitious band when I was like 6 or 7 was called Rocco Flame Fart and the Chinese Icebox Mystery Machine.
Okay.
That's the greatest band name ever. Seriously.
Yeah.
Why don't we have a super group of this at Magfest?
You know what? Maybe next year.
Jam Space.
Jam Space this year.
I'm fine with it.
We'll have a jam session.
We'll go down to Jam Space. If I can get some musicians together, I'll play.
No, not
I'll
even
fill
Jam Space. We'll have this happen in the lounge. We need to make this happen.
We'll figure it out.
A band called Cannonballing on Manatees.
Are you down for this?
I'll play whatever, whenever. I'm a man of the people.
They love when you do that.
What the?
I can play
saxophone.
What are you talking about?
Sean's the Island song.
Sean's back.
Exactly.
Sean's here.
So, Sean, would you like to give any final thoughts for Magfest? Since we're trying to get Rez to shut up.
I'm doing it. Can you hear them?
I'm ready.
He's giving
you some serious thoughts.
How about some right final now. Words?
Oh, come to Magfest.
Damn it.
Well, why aren't you already at Magfest?
My final when people words, hear this, they'll already be there. Come see Lonely Rolling Stars. We're playing Saturday at 3.
There you go.
Boom.
So on that.
Also, go see Viking Guitar. They're playing Friday sometime.
So you probably already missed them.
Yeah, you probably missed that. You probably missed Bit Brigade too, you losers.
You losers, fuckers.
Yep. If you hear this in time, see Bit Brigade. It's the best thing ever.
Maybe we can like rush it out and try and post it
Thursday.
Now. I don't know.
Want something to listen to on my drive off.
There you go. I don't know if we can rush it out tonight.
We have 46 other podcasts for you to download you've and listen
got
to.
You've got plenty. You can even work backwards if you really want to.
See how bad. Listen to it backwards and listen to how much worse we get.
Yeah.
All right. Tim, final words for MAGFest? Good word.
Good word.
Chris?
I'm going to be in Jam Space a lot. So if you're going to be at MAGFest and you want to play some music, come find me and let's play some fucking music and buy my CD.
And mine are 11300, 11299, 11298, 11297.
Nice. Love it.
All right, well, I want to thank Rez. I want to thank Zerum, Ale Sean. Quick thanks to Flick and Beat Drop for showing up at the end there.
Let's give some props to Robert V. Aldrich, even though he couldn't be here.
Yeah, he couldn't make it. Props to him and all the other Lumberjacks. And if you're at MAGFest, I guess we'll see you there. Come find me and touch my beard. And final words
it's
for me.
Final words me and don't touch my beard.
Final words for me. Rez, shut the fuck up.
we'll get some tacos, then we'll start.
You're all about tacos.
Tacos?
Here we go.
Tacos too. One, two, three, four.
I like that one.